Levitt awoke quickly, rolling out of bed and starting to dress. He was excited. He just had an idea. A fascinating thing. Wild, crazy, but fascinating as hell. It had come from his dream. He had been dreaming of a house, and then of a city. A huge, complex, interconnecting city around the house. A man lived in the house with his family. The man lived and worked and commuted within the city, moving about, acting, reacting. And then in the dream, the city was suddenly eliminated, leaving only the house. How different things were then. The house became a different organism altogether. And from that to the wildfire organism was but a single step, a single leap of the imagination. Well, Stone would at least be interested. He glanced at the clock. 2200 hours, getting on toward midnight. He hurried to dress. He took out a new paper suit and slipped his feet in. The paper was cool against his bare flesh. And then suddenly it was warm. A strange sensation. He finished dressing, stood and zipped up the one-piece suit. As he left, he looked once again at the clock. 22:10. Oh, Christ, he thought. It had happened again. And this time for 10 minutes. What had gone on? He couldn't remember. But it was 10 minutes gone. Disappeared while he had dressed, an action that shouldn't have taken more than 30 seconds. It was terrifying. For a moment he considered telling the others, then shook his head. He'd be all right. It wouldn't happen again. He was going to be just fine. He stood. He'd been on his way to see Stone, to talk to Stone about something. Something important and exciting. He paused. He couldn't remember. The idea, the image, the excitement was gone. Vanished, erased from his mind.